Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Hey everybody, Rev here, and today I would like to offer you the first episode of another great show from the Fable and Folly Network, of which we are a proud member. Following is the first episode for We Fix Space Junk, which follows Kilner, a seasoned smuggler, and Samantha, a reluctant fugitive, as they travel the galaxy dodging bullets and meeting strange and wonderful beings as they carry out odd jobs on the fringes of the law. We Fix Space Junk is a story about debt, spaceship repairs, and friendship. Kilner and Samantha are in over their heads in debt, but staying afloat. Their main aim in life is to survive long enough to reach the next job. If you're a fan of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy or Firefly, this is kind of like those two things mashed together. So that's enough out of me. You can learn more about We Fix Space Junk at battlebird.productions. Enjoy the episode.
We Fix Space Junk by Beth Crane. Episode 1, Escape from Hagen 4.
Samantha!
Go away. I'm not signing any more autographs.
Sweetheart, it's me. We've only got 10 minutes.
Fabio?
I came back for you. I told you I would. Come on, this way.
Is that man okay?
He's fine. Just step over him.
He's, bleeding. Rather a lot. Really quite a lot. That is, quite a lot of blood, Fabio.
He was like that when I got here. Do you want me to rescue you or not? Come on!
AUT News. News on the hour, every hour.
You join me outside the courthouse where the accused, Miss Samantha Trapp, is due to stand trial. For Miss Trapp, the last 6 months have been a roller coaster. Formerly a member of the social elite with a social media following of millions and a nightlife I think we've all envied at one point or another. Wait, hang on. I'm getting an update. It appears that Miss Trapp has escaped from the infamous Hagen 4 prison where she was being held prior to her trial, leaving No, 4 dead guards behind her. She appears to have disabled the alarms and security measures surrounding her cell and fled. She is being reported as armed and extremely dangerous and should not be approached under any circumstances. Any information pertaining to her whereabouts?
Looks awfully suspicious to me.
Of course it looks suspicious. If it was innocuous, I could move it myself. You're a smuggler. You smuggle things.
Well, the whole point is the packages look ordinary. This crate just screams fleeing heiress. It's too big and too new and too stylish. Nobody transports cargo in polished tiger wood crates.
Please, we have no other choice. We're desperate people.
Desperate people are my favourite kind of client. You've done all the paperwork?
Yes.
So that's a third of the payment now and the other 2/3 when we meet you at the Crab Nebula.
And I'll have had time to prove her innocence by then.
Sure you will. And the payment's already been set up, yeah?
You'll get your money, so long as she's safe and sound at the end.
And you know what happens if you don't pay up?
I've read the contract. Can we hurry this up? I don't want to get caught by customs at the last minute.
I'm just checking. I've signed a few contracts in my time. It's good to know what you're letting yourself in for. Geez, she's heavy for a socialite.
She's in the other crate.
And this is?
Luggage, obviously. Just the basics.
I'm not taking it. You've paid for one person. I fueled up and stocked up for one person. Not a crate full of... I'm not even sure what half this stuff is.
Well, you're not living the haute couture lifestyle. We're paying you well, extremely well.
I have a lot of subsidiary costs.
Like what?
I'm taking one person and one small suitcase. Think of me as the EasyJet of the smuggling business.
We don't do budget.
Think of it as minimalist.
She's not going to be happy.
She'll live, unlike the guards she killed on the way out. Okay, now clear off.
Goodbye, my love. For you, it'll feel mere seconds, but for me, it will be an eternity. I cannot wait.
Yeah, I'm closing the doors now.
I love you, my angel.
Bruce, the things I have to do for this job.
This is customs.
Sorry, I'm just leaving. I'm in a real hurry. Dax, can you do something?
Like what?
Could you please open the door, Mom?
Mom must be serious.
Good afternoon. We're checking all outgoing cargo ships for suspicious packages. Due to the high level of smuggling in the area, we're conducting a random search.
Right.
And I thought it was a little strange, a woman travelling all on her own in a big ship like this. Did you pack your cargo yourself, Mom?
Yes.
Really? How did you manage that? Those crates are rather large. Are you sure you didn't?
Well, thank the wonders of cyborg technology.
I see. So what's in that?
I believe that... Yes, that's army boots. Ex-army boots. For the orphans.
For the orphans?
They turn them into a nutritious stew. Disgusting, but well. Orphans can't be choosers, right?
I'll give them the once-over, just in case. Oh. Old army boots.
Pick them up on the way over here. Just, you know... Automnicon. Doing its bit for the less fortunate.
You're from Automnicon?
You didn't see the sticker on my windscreen.
No, I did. I'm so sorry.
I guess my ship is a little dirty. I suppose you couldn't see it. I'm so sorry. I'm so untidy for a woman.
I guess it could happen to anyone, right? Anyone at all. It's a harmless mistake.
Yeah. You have a nice day now.
I can go?
Go on.
Well, that was a little cruel.
Obnoxious little creep. He was about 3 seconds away from asking to speak to the man of the ship. I guess the closest thing would be you. And you're a computer. Oh, come on, pile of junk.
Hey, less of that. I don't take it out on you when you park badly.
Sorry.
There we go. I'll get a nano service while you're in cryo. It'll give me something to do in the long, lonely months.
I can't stay awake just to keep you company while you barrel through space, Dax. You're a computer. You're not supposed to get lonely.
Can you at least renew your Netflix account? It expired 4 months ago, and I nearly went mad with boredom. Full how? I don't know why they don't just give us warp drives.
You know why. Our time's worth nothing to them. This is Yellow Submarine. Repeat Yellow Submarine. Are we cleared for takeoff?
Yellow Submarine, this is Kilo Romeo Yankee Sierra Niner. You're cleared for takeoff.
Thanks, pal. Sub out.
You going to let me out? Come on!
Oh, you must be Samantha.
Yes, I'm...
What happened to your face? What happened to yours? What? That nose is natural, is it?
Well, no, but it's like... You've got, like... Sorry, I've never actually met a full-on one of you before. I mean, I've got a friend with a robot hand, but I think it's ironic.
You can say it. It's not a dirty word.
You're a... Sorry, I mean, I'm just...
I'm a cyborg. There you go.
But, like... Can I ask you what actually happened?
Some things.
Like what?
Mining accident. Industrial accident. Radiation. Crocodile, etc., etc. I can go on. Oh, you've gone all pale. Little tip for you. If you wonder whether you should ask something, 90% of the time, it's better not to.
So, what do you call this place?
Put that down. This is the Yellow Submarine.
Why is it called that?
No idea. It was secondhand and changing the name was a hassle.
Right.
You've not been cryoed before, have you?
Excuse me?
Cryoed. Put in suspended animation.
I know what it means, but nobody cryos anymore.
Well, you're in for a treat then. Hope you like spending the next 6 months on your own with no food.
Look, we're not going to get on, and that's fine. But my fiancé is paying you a lot of money to take me to the Crab Nebula, so power up your warp drive and get going.
You think I'm joking?
I can't spend 6 months in a tank. What about my social media presence?
Think of it as a really long spa. A bit of a digital detox.
What was that?
That's Daxon, the shipboard computer. Say hi.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
He prefers to be called Dax. Be nice, he's controlling your cryo settings. Look, Samantha, they're checking every warp-ready ship. Not checking like that guy from customs just now, I mean tearing them apart looking for you. We were lucky just now, but Automnicon isn't always as scary a name as it should be. The one place they aren't checking are the freezer ships, because they assume you won't go cryo class.
Right.
You killed 4 guards on your way out. I doubt you'll last that long if you go back.
Pardon?
It's a really easy way to vanish for 6 months, just floating slowly through space, frozen in time. I do it all the time. It's like a long sleep. Or a short death.
Well, that's comforting.
Did you do it, by the way?
No, I didn't. I've been framed.
So why were you so afraid to stand trial?
I was ready to stand trial.
Seems like you went to a lot of trouble to avoid it. Makes you seem less than innocent.
As I said in the press conference, myself and my family are entirely innocent of any wrongdoing whatsoever. We are merely a philanthropic... What?
I grew up on Pluto.
Then you of all people should know. My family have been a boon to Pluto. Our partnership with...
Where do you think I lost my legs? And I was lucky.
If you're going to be like that, why did you bother picking me up?
I need the money. And I haven't been back to Pluto in a few decades. You're what, 20? It's not your fault your family are a bunch of murderers.
Wait, how old are you?
Cryo has its advantages. Anyway, I have bigger problems than that.
Like what?
It's getting late. We better get in the tanks.
So what do I do?
Just get in. Dax will do the rest.
Ah!
Oh, and don't worry if you feel like you're drowning. That's perfectly normal.
Wait, what?
She's interesting.
She's all right. We've only got to spend a couple of days with her. And then I can get my debt paid off and we can get a better ship. With no ghosts. And a warp drive.
Oh, I'll look at some second-hand models. Put some feelers out.
Thanks. See you in 6 months, Dax.
I'll miss you. Back to the Sudoku. Just me and the fridge. Was unsettling. Did you hear that, Fridge? Of course you didn't. You're a fridge.
6 months of cryo ahead of them, what's waiting in the future for Kilner and Samantha? What sinister being is lurking in the hull of the Yellow Submarine? And will Dax ever finish his Sudoku? Find out on next week's episode of We Fix Space Junk.
In that episode of We Fix Space Junk, Samantha Trapp was played by Rebecca Evans, Kilner was played by Beth Crane, Dax was played by Jack Carmichael, and Fabio was played by Chris Montague. All other parts were played by the cast, along with Aaron Simmons, Rosie Alice, Crystal Hewitt, and Hedley Knights. The programme was written by Beth Crane and produced by Hedley Knights from Battlebird Productions.
It's done?
It's done. She'll be dead before she can get to trial.
Thank you, Fabio. It's a shame I'll never have you as a son-in-law.
Just doing my bit for the company, sir.
Rate, review, subscribe, consume, integrate, indoctrinate, assimilate, degenerate, and watch your body decay into a faceless husk as your mind floats aimlessly in space. Register your interest with Automnicon now.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
It's a tale of learning and healing.
We've got a whole province going to see one overworked witch in a candy cottage that's been chewed to pieces by the local kids.
Of fairies and magic.
You're touching the Sapphire of Assessment!
I'm not touching it! I'm just putting my hand near it as I focus my brainial waveforms on it.
Stop it!
I'm not even touching it!
Of struggle against the odds.
This is my team. They may not live up to your vision of a perfect, efficient department.
They don't live up to my vision of a stampede in a barnyard.
Ooh, Kingly, that's how you know it's working.
And now, it returns at last. Alba Salix, Royal Physician, Season 2.
Alba Salix, Royal Physician, from Fable and Folly. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts or look us up at fableandfolly.com.